The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
2-on-1, bounce pass, right side, got it!
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, UPMC Susquehanna, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, we're here 48 hours after we thought we would be for the first time this week. A three-game week has now been shortened up into a two-game week because of the postponement on Monday night. That will be next Monday night against the Milton Black Panthers here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. But tonight, it is a great battle between two teams that have seen a lot of intensity over the last 5 to 10 years. Unfortunately, lately, Danville has dominated the Shikellamy Braves, as they did back on December the 18th, 59-38, and that game wasn't close at any point. But tonight, the Shikellamy Braves are a little bit different team, a little bit more confidence, a little bit more experience, and a little bit more momentum. They're riding on a two-game winning streak right now. Danville with a pretty good winning streak of their own at 11 straight coming into tonight's matchup. 13-2, 7-0 overall. Braves now 4-10 overall and 2-5 in conference play. As I said, 7-0 in conference play for the Danville Ironmen. Welcome to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. And this is a little bit different of a Shikellamy team than Danville saw back in December.
They have a lot of people that are trying to put their get their names in the scorebook a lot more than when they were up there at Danville last time. Darrell Lyles had 14, and I think Braden Long had 9 in that loss to Danville. But we've seen, I think last Friday night, there were 4 Braves that were in double figures, so that helps out a lot. This is a Danville team that is just very much like every Danville team we see. They combine some good shooting along with good hustle on defense. They've got an excellent full court press. They've got an even better two-thirds court press, and sometimes their half court press is impressive. All right, and we look at them as a team every year. We think that they're going to graduate everybody, and they'll be vulnerable next year, and they just reload. And before I go any further, with their defeat of Williamsport on Monday night, Len Smith picked up career win number 300, and I just want you to stop and think about that for a second, Kevin. 300 wins, okay? And who can remember who coached the Danville Ironmen before Len Smith?
Mr. Anderson.
Bill Anderson, that's right. So, you know, Len has had done a terrific job up there. I mean, even at 20 wins a season to get 300, you got to have 15 years of 20 wins a season.
Yeah.
And if you remember 2 years ago, they got into districts at, I think, 12-12 and ended up winning district, or 11-11, and ended up being like 14-12 for the rest of the year. So not every year did they get 20 wins.
Yeah, not every year was single-digit losses, as you had mentioned. But, you know, Len Smith has had a lot of talent over the last couple of years to work with. He's had a young team that has grown a lot over the 3 years that basically they were starting. Unfortunately, this is the end of the road for a lot of these guys. Shane Kozik, Peyton Riley, Dyson Harwood, all seniors this year. Colin Holcomb, who comes in off the bench, also a senior this year. He is looking at what is next. And tonight, a JV team that just hit everything in sight. Right now, it's 70-42, Danville leading with just about 45 seconds remaining. I mean, they just hit everything inside, outside, and upside down. So there's a little bit of talent yet to come. Maybe not as much experience at the varsity level, but still some talent yet to come. And when you talk about players that make a difference in a game, Peyton Riley is another one of those guys. Can hit from anywhere on the floor. As soon as he hits the half-court line, you've got to get somebody on him. He's 19 points away from 1,000 points in his career.
They sure have been blessed. And a lot of times when I say that Danville just reloads, Well, the main reason that the reload has to do with Len Smith and his coaching staff, because you don't get kids playing basketball unless you're doing a good job year in and year out as a coach. And I know that Len Smith is probably very demanding on his kids, but also I think it looks like his kids enjoy themselves out on the court too.
They do. They have a lot of fun, and this is a Shikellamy team that has had a lot more fun lately. Yeah, winning kind of helps that, but you saw a little bit of spark when Lucas Tilford was in the lineup. And, of course, the last couple of games tonight and the game on Friday night, he is not in. He is not dressed again tonight. So you lose a little bit of that spark on the floor, but he has definitely lit a fire under this Shikellamy team, and they're a step or two or three faster than they have been all year, thanks to the speed that he's put on the court.
We've also seen two other guards that have really picked up the pace as far as their defense and their ability to score, in Nate Luciano and Ulysses Mercado. And we saw a lot of motion when Ulysses made that three-point shot from the corner the other night against Warrior Run. And Ulysses in double figures for the first time this year at 10, and probably for the first time as far as I remember, because this Ulysses has not played probably since his junior or his middle school days.
Yeah, his 10 points, a career high the other night in that victory, 59-44 over Warrior Run. Braves actually had four guys in double figures in that game, and I believe that's either the first or second time this year. That's the first time they've had four guys in double figures this year.
Sometimes they struggle to get more than one.
That's exactly right. Danville, on the other hand, they have four guys averaging in double figures. Four of the five starters average in double figures. 70 is not an unusual number for them to put on the board. Chief, how do you defend a team like this that can shoot from anywhere on the floor?
I'll just say that I'm glad that I don't have to prepare for them. But if anybody's going to come up with a plan, it'll be Coach Bill Ziegler and his staff, because I don't think anybody scouts or watches as many games as they do, and they always try to come up with what they think is going to be the best possibility to play good defense. The problem is sometimes you can come up with great plans, but the other team's ability to execute, all right, sometimes negates those plans. Well, I think in order for the Braves to be successful tonight, they're going to have to handle the full court pressure, which means they're going to have to stop Danville from scoring. That's when Danville is the best. After they score, then they set up their press. Or after a made foul shot, they set up their press. If you provide them with ample opportunities to set up your press, it's just a vicious circle, all right? What happens is they make a shot, you take the ball out of bounds, they set up the press, they steal the ball, they get a short court, all right, they score again. And it's just one thing after another. So it goes from being a tight game to being down by 10 and then down by 20, and then it's out of reach.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A 10-point deficit can come up in a big hurry, and that's what happened.
Quickly.
That's what happened back in December. They got that press going. They started taking the ball away, and Shikellamy just couldn't hit the ocean that night.
Like I said, it's a lot of it depends on how well the Braves play as far on the offensive set. They can't miss any opportunity to at least get a good look at the basket every time they have the ball on offense. And one of the problems the Braves have had is on their offensive sets, multiple times they'll come down the court and either not get a really good look at the basket or they won't get a look at all. They'll either throw the ball away or I guess the word I want to use is they'll do some type of problem that turns the ball over. And we saw it a couple of times the last three games where they'll have a stop on defense and come down and not score. And that's that you have to do that. If you don't score against Danville when you have the opportunity to, or you stop them from scoring, you're not going to win.
This could be one of the more entertaining big man matchups tonight if it indeed comes to fruition. Dyson Harwood and Darrell Lyles.
Well, they're two different types of players.
Very much so.
And Darrell, I keep telling everybody, is pretty much an unstoppable force inside. And Harwood is one of those kids. He's bigger than Darrell. He's taller, not quite as strong, but he plays well around the basket. He's tough. He's physically, when I say he's not strong as Durrell, he's just as physically tough. But he can also step outside and score. And he's got a lot of other weapons around him. That really helps. If you're a big guy and you have three guys or four guys around you that are putting the ball in the basket, your life becomes a lot simpler. All of a sudden, you're open a lot more, all right? They don't have to double-team you, and you end up with getting some better opportunities. So I agree with you, Kevin. I think this will be a good matchup between two big guys. And I still am impressed with the way Shane Kosick plays. He's a 1,000-point scorer, all right? He's hit some outside shots, but Shane is another kid that, it's just like in football, playing the wide receiver spot. When you need a reception, you went to Shane.
He was the go-to.
When you need somebody to break a scoring drought, you go to Shane, because he'll drive the ball, and he's got great leaping ability, and he just gets in there and gets the job done.
And how good of a football player was he? Made the All-State team in Class AAA. That's how good of a player he is.
That's pretty doggone good, Kevin.
He's an outstanding athlete in general, plays three different sports, as a matter of fact, and is a pretty darn good baseball player.
You look at the Danville basketball team, and they're the same names that are on the football team. And
I'm close.
You can play more than one sport in high school.
And be successful.
And be successful,
That's
yes.
That's exactly right. That's a good point. We'll leave it at that. Bill Ziegler, Inside the Locker Room, coming up next. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Clark's Ag Center wants to keep your feet dry and comfortable. How do they do that? With dry shod boots. That's how. Why wear anything else when dry shod has many different styles and can handle the dirtiest jobs you have in your day? Styles like the dry shod Big Bobby men's ankle boot to the dry shod men's haymaker. Styles for women and boys too, so everyone can get in on the work. Clark's Ag Center in Turbotville has the answer to dry feet. Dry shod footwear.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW. Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids. Always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at Garfield's.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glicks here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glicks should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glicks.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin here with Coach Bill Ziegler as we get ready for tonight's matchup between the Shikellamy Braves and the Danville Ironmen. First, let's talk about have the cancellation on Monday. You've been having everything working ahead on Milton. Then you have to shift gears. Does that really change anything than what you would have done, say, if you would have played on Monday night?
To be honest with you, it gives us an extra day to prepare for Danville. Normally, if we'd have played Milton on a Monday and Danville on a Wednesday, we'd only had one day to prepare. So this way, we had 2 days to prepare, and they played Williamsport Monday night, so they only had 1 day to prepare. So I'm hoping, in theory, that works out tonight.
What is different about your team this time around compared to the matchup in December?
A lot of more varsity experience time. You know, when we played them last time, that was Davis Marshall's, one of his first games that he started. Jake Hernandez saw very little time in that game. That was Carson Ballman's, first varsity game he started. So they have more varsity experience under their belt. So I'm hoping that experience will pay off tonight.
It's a Danville team that can score some points. 4 of the 5 starters averaging double figures. There's a lot of guys to guard, a lot of different ways. Is there any one major focus that you have to have on this team?
What we're going to try to do tonight is, we look at their stats and we see that Peyton Riley has over 30 threes for this year, and their next best one has 6. So when he has the ball beyond the arc, we absolutely have to know where he is, and everybody else, we're going to try to pack it in on.
And underneath, it's going to be an interesting matchup with Harwood and Lyles. Where are you putting Durrell right now, and what are you telling him going up against Harwood today?
Well, we absolutely think he has the quickness advantage on him. So any move he makes, whether it's a strong big man move or a drive, it has to be a quick move. It can't be a slower finesse move. It has to be a quick, athletic, go get him move. Harwood's a very good shot blocker, and we're going to try to pump fake, get him in the air, and maybe draw some fouls.
This is a game that's going to be easy to get up for. Everybody should be ready to play tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I was telling the kids at practice, no offense to any Jet fan out there, but when you see the Jets on the schedule, it means one thing. But when you see the New England Patriots on the schedule, it means a lot more. And this is our New England Patriots. So we should be ready to go.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Starting lineups tonight for the visiting Danville Ironmen. They'll be in their all-orange uniforms, white trim, purple trim as well. Purple numerals and the white trim around the numerals and lettering. Coleman Cush will get the start tonight. The 5'8 senior averages 3 points a game, a 57% free throw shooter. Did not score the last time these two teams met. Shane Kozik, a 6'1 senior. He's averaging 13 points a game, had 12 last time out, a 78% free throw shooter. The guard is 6'1 senior Peyton Riley, averaging 13 a game, had 11 last time out. He is a 69% free throw shooter, 19 points away from 1,000 for the career. Avin James, another guard, he's a 6'3 junior. James averaging 10 points a game, had 9 the last time out, a 73% free throw shooter. And the center will be Dyson Harwood, a 6'5 senior, averages 12 a game, 74% free throw shooter, and 13 points in the last time these two teams met. When we return, we'll give you the Shikellamie Braves starting lineup and then the opening tip. It's Shikellamie Danville. It's coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamie Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at WNL Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Time now for the starting lineups as we get ready for Shikellamie and Danville. We gave you the Danville starting lineups a few moments ago. How about for the Shikellamie starters? It'll be Dylan Stevens at guard, a 5'10 junior. Stevens averaging 4 points a game, an 82% free throw shooter on the year. Brayden Long, a 6-foot sophomore guard, averaging 9 points a game. He is third on the team in scoring. 55% free throw shooter, third on the team in rebounds, second in points off turnovers, and leads the team in steals with 12 over Jarrell Lyles' 10. Carson Ballman, a 5'9 junior. Ballman averaging 2 points a game, a 50% free throw shooter, tied for the team lead in charges. Jacob Hernandez, a 6'2 forward that is a freshman. Hernandez averaging 6 points a game, a 77% free throw shooter on the year, has 41 rebounds. That puts him third on the team in rebounds. I mentioned Long with third. He's actually fourth on the team in rebounds, a correction. Jarrell Lyles, the other forward, a 6'4 senior. Lyles leads the team in points per game at 18, a 45% free throw shooter. Lyles leads the team almost 3-1 in rebounds, leads in assists 4-1, points off turnovers, and also leads in blocks, and that's almost 20-1. 24 blocks for Darrell Lyles so far this year. He has a career of 567 rebounds, career points of 813. Braves are averaging 55 points a game, giving up 61. They are 38% from the floor, 30% from the three-point area, and 55% from the free throw line. Once again, it is Stevens, Long, Ballman, Lyles, and Hernandez. And for the Ironmen, it'll be Cush, Riley, Kozik, James, and Harwood. That's your starting lineups the way we have them tonight for this matchup between Shikellamy and Danville. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, and I think the Chief lost his ear.
Just the left one.
The left one?
I can hear you on the right, which would be okay, but
you're a little off balance, maybe?
I think so.
Check the connection right over here.
All right, let me hold on a second.
All right, we'll do that. Braves will be in their home white uniforms, the navy blue stripe down the side. They will have navy blue trim around the maroon numerals. The lettering is navy blue, and the trim around the lettering is blue. Maroon, rather. And Danville in their all orange uniforms tonight with purple lettering and numerals in the white trim we mentioned earlier. Harwood will likely be at the center circle. Joining in there will be Darrell Lyles as we get underway here. Listen, the key here tonight, Chief, has to be for the Braves. Get points on the board and get them up quickly, because if you get behind, it's going to be a long, long night yet again.
Well, good defense, but you can play all the good defense and keep a team from scoring you one. But if you don't return and go down to your end of the court and score, it'll turn out to be a long night, because eventually you're not going to stop Danville from scoring. And I have to say that Peyton Riley's beard is getting much better.
Yeah, he still looks like a Civil War general, though.
Yeah, you're right. It looks like he could be leading the cavalry around Chambersburg, headed to Gettysburg.
Lyles and James at the center circle. It goes into the hands of Bauman, and the Braves will start with a basketball as they have most of the year, attacking the basket to our left. Bauman with it, and a man-to-man defense for the most part for the Ironmen. Inside, it'll be Hernandez back out to Bauman. Now near wing three, long, in and out, no good. Rebound by Harwood. He'll outlet to Cush. Cush will go left side to Riley. Riley underneath the basket. Peyton will go to the near side, swinging around the top to Harwood. Now the right wing, James with the basketball, guarded there by Ballman. A 2-3 zone for the Shikellamy Braves.
One thing Danville does well is they just move the ball from side to side against the zone, and you really have to hustle to make sure you don't give them an open shot.
Right side, James into the low box, or into the baseline, rather, to Harwood. Back out to James. A minute gone by, still no score. Cush with it, sends it inside to Harwood, who's all alone under the basket. Nobody saw him. Dyson with a 2-0 lead.
That was Braden Long's man on the backside, and Hayward Harwood did a great job of just finding the open spot. It was a nice pass from the outside into him, and it was an easy basket for him.
Between the circles, it's Bauman. Bauman will back up a little bit now, down 2-0 with a minute 15 gone by in the first period. At the foul line now, Lyles. Lyles will get it back to Long, who missed a three earlier. Into the far corner, Bauman. Bauman will put it on the floor and find Stevens.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to take your chances, get the ball inside, and try to score.
Stevens will force one in, miss the shot. Lyles there for the putback. All tied at 2 with 6:20 to go first period.
Give Carson Bauman a lot of credit. He drove over Harwood and ended up getting the ball over it. What didn't go in, but that left it wide open for Darrell.
Kozik with a jumper from 10. No good. Harwood over top of Lyles, put it up and in. This is the one time Darrell's not the biggest guy on the court height-wise.
No, and Harwood did a nice job of not fouling him from behind. He never touched him. He just reached right over the top of Darrell and grabbed that ball and put it back in. And I can almost guarantee you that won't happen again, Kevin.
Lyles was...
Darrell put a little body into him and also jump a little higher.
4-2, Danville on top. 5:45 to go first period. Lyles all alone. They feed it to him. He missed the shot. Somehow rolled off the front edge.
He rushed it, and he would not have had to. There's nobody going to block that time. But understandably, with those big guys in there, all right, you're always concerned about it getting blocked.
Nate Riley drives in from the far side to the baseline. Goes top of the key now. They'll swing it around Kushner wing. Harwood, corner three, short. Oh. Backside rebound goes out of bounds off of Shikellamy in their own bench.
They had great position. They had Danville basically out of getting an offensive board. And unfortunately, it went off of Hernandez's hand. Came one of those rebounds that came off the rim really fast and low, and Jacob could not get his hands on it soon enough.
Left side, Riley, wing three, comes up short, almost hit the scoreboard. Harwood gets it back, and the score clock, I should say, puts it up and in.
He is just killing him inside, Kevin.
Yeah.
He came from the opposite side to grab that ball. Nobody got a body on him, and once he gets it, he's going to score.
6-2, Stevens with the basketball into the corner now for Hernandez. He will drive in, forcefully go in, misses the shot, gets the rebound, has his pocket picked from behind by Riley. Riley, no look, pass over to Kush left side. That one doesn't go. Kozik gets it on the backside rebound. Sends it outside to James for three from the wing. No good. Underneath Harwood with the putback, gets it, and he'll go to the line.
Kevin, I don't know what Dyson had in his cereal this morning, but he's putting a clinic on offensive boarding, and what a nice left hand that time. And he got fouled, but by using his left hand, he got the ball up on the backboard and scored. So he's going for his ninth point here, all of Danville's points.
And he's got it, as he, the 74% free throw shooter, missed all last year with a knee injury. Coming back this year and tonight has 9 to the Braves' 2 with 4:25 to go first period. Bounce pass to Hernandez inside. He will try and send it the opposite way, but travels. Good defense by Kozik.
That's old leaning into the guy behind you, and if you move, if he moves a little bit, you're going to slide. Kevin, who was the first foul? And I was too busy talking about how impressed I was with Harwood.
You know what? I missed that too.
Well, we'll find out eventually.
Sorry about that. I missed that too. Left side, James with the basketball. He's on the wing now. Finds Riley. Now to Kush near wing with halfway through the period now reached. James from the left elbow puts it up and in, all net there. 11-2.
Well, Mavin James can hit from that out there. He's also one of the best leapers on the team. But Hayward's been getting all the rebounds, so he doesn't have to do that.
Long forces one in, no good. Hayward with the rebound, or Harwood with the rebound, rather. At the baseline, James with the jumper, good from about 10. And Bill Ziegler wants a timeout as this has turned into an 11-2 run. Danville leading it with 3:34 to go in the first period, 13-2.
Two things going on with the offense for Shikellamy. Number one, they're getting some inside looks. They're getting some good shots at the basket. They're missing them, and they're only getting one opportunity. At the other end, Danville Ironman not shooting well from the outside, but they haven't had to because Hayward's been doing a great job of rebounding. And now Mavin James with the last two baskets to give him 4. So James and Harwood with all the points here, 13 in this first quarter for the Ironman.
No changes for Danville. Shikellamy will come out with the same 5 as well. Wallman and Stevens bringing it up. Stevens will go through the double team, go right side to Long. Long on the far wing, works his way in. Bounce pass now to Wallman. Wallman will back up, guarded by James in front of the Danville bench. Now out front, Darrell Lyles. Kozik matching up with him, goes to the baseline, comes back out, feeds it into Hernandez underneath with the left hand, overshot the basket.
Great position. He just rushed it, Kevin.
And Riley drives all the way in and got continuation and the foul. Got the bucket, too. That was NBA continuation.
Yeah, though. I was a little surprised that they gave
it. I did not think he would.
They blew that whistle, and he took another 2 steps before
sure
he shot
did.
The ball. So that foul is on Dylan Stevens.
Well,
that's his first.
That's what Bill Ziegler's asking, what's the shooting for? And coming in now is Davis Marshall and Ulysses Mercado for the Braves. And Riley will finish the 3-point play. Needs 16 now.
Well, you can see why Danville's been so successful, and they beat the 6A team in Williamsport the other day.
And there you go, Chief. You were talking about it after the foul shot put on the full court press, and the Braves lose the ball out of bounds at the half court line.
Worst place to stop with the basketball in a full-court press is either side of the half-court line, because you're in no man's land.
You're boxed in.
Yeah, two players, they feel like four with everything, all those other lines around there.
Marwood fighting against Marshall, no room there. Marshall doing a nice job there. Cush with the basketball. Now back to Harwood. Harwood sets up for three from the wing. A little bit long. Tip out, controlled by Cush on the backside. Cush goes to Riley. Riley lays it up. Can't get it to go. Backside rebound by Lyles. Lyles pushing it up quickly. Lyles wants to go all the way in, and it's tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. And a foul.
Yeah, that
one might be on Kozik.
They needed to foul him, Kevin, because he was gone. He was gone no matter what happened. He had both the big men from Danville on their heels. He was going to drive in to try to get the layup.
Kozik did get the foul, and that one tried to go to Lyles. Lyles missed it. Kozik gets it. Goes to Riley. Cush opposite side. Puts it up and in. 18-2. Danville on top with 2:10 to go in the first period. And right now, this is looking just like December all over again. Feed now from Mercado to Lyles as Lyles kisses it off the window. It's Danville 18, Durrell 4.
Well, good hustle by the big guy to run the court, Kevin, and nice pass by Mercedes. Yeah, there I go again. Nice pass by Ulysses, all right, to get the ball into him.
And that time the steal by Long on Kozik goes into the hands of Lyles. Lyles with a 4-on-3, right side, setting up for three. Luciano got it! 18-7 will tighten things up with a minute 30 to go.
Well, if you got the ball inside and you're Durrell Lyles, you're going to draw a crowd. That left the perimeter wide open, and Nate just stayed in the corner. Durrell got it out to him, and Nate made that three-pointer.
Harwood over to the near wing to Cush. Flashing in is Peyton Riley. He'll come back outside. We'll swing it around now. James wide open. NBA three from the left side. Got it. 21-7 with a minute to go.
I think his dad was pretty good at shooting those shots.
He was okay. Yeah, he was all right. Lyles with a long pass received at the far side. And an offensive foul on Lyles as Harwood takes the charge.
Every time you get that elbow, that forearm into a man, no matter if you hit him hard enough to knock him down, you're gonna get that call. That, you know, it's like in football we call it gaining separation.
Yes.
You can't do that in basketball and not get called for the foul.
Shikalimi down two touchdowns right now with 45 seconds to go in the first period. Riley, top of the key, three, in and out, no good. Rebound by Marshall. Marshall sends it out to Luciano with 35 to go. Back to Marshall underneath, loses a handle on it, gets it back. Far wing three, Luciano off the window and in. Hit two threes on two straight three-point shots.
Nate gets hot. That helps. You know, it opens things up for the other guys outside, but he's 2-for-2 from beyond the arc, Kevin. 6 points for Nate Luciano.
Back down to an 11-point deficit. Cush with the basketball, gives it off to James. Right wing now Riley. Now to James with 9 on the clock. Hand off goes to Riley at the foul line. Fakes his jumper. Now Cush for 3. Back iron, no. Put back by Harwood. Goes at the buzzer. And Danville sneaks in another deuce before the end of the period, making it 23-10, Danville over Shikalimi at the end of one. You're listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikalimi Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Chief used to dance to this at his prom.
I did. No, at my daughter's prom. Dyson Harwood, 11 points in that first quarter, all off of offensive boards, and right in there is Maven James with 7. So the Ironman's offense is clicking on all cylinders, and they're not playing too bad a defense, but Shikalimi has had opportunities to score. They've rushed some shots. They've been intimidated a little bit by the big guys inside. They've rushed some things, or it could be a lot closer than what is 23-10 here at the start of the second quarter.
K.J. Riley comes in with Colton Sidler for Danville in this possession. Manier in the game now for Shikellamy along with Mercado. And there's a runner at the baseline. And shot by Harwood, no good. Lyles has his pocket picked after getting the rebound by Mavin James. James will bring it back to the near wing. He'll find K.J. Riley at the top of the key, guarded by Mercado.
It's a tough thing when the big guy's got to dribble down the court, Kevin.
Left side now, Sidler with the basketball. Riley, top of the key, three. Colton misses the shot, in and out. And a foul on the floor.
On Ulysses.
That's on Mercado as he was fighting with Harwood for the basketball, and he's given up about a half a foot.
But guess who got their offensive board? Harwood, all right? I mean, somebody is not doing their job by knowing where he's at and keeping the body on him.
James with a catch and shoot on the give from Riley in the out-of-bounds play. 25-10 with 7:10 to go in the half. Danville leading.
Mavin with nine now, one away from being in double figures.
Tell you what, Mavin has shot
the Mavin?
Ball.
Mavin, yeah. Okay.
He's shot the ball very well today so far.
See, my name's David, so, I'm Mavin, but...
There's the feed off the window for Mercado, and Mercado fires it too hard off the window, and it goes into Danville's hands. They'll have the basketball with K.J. Riley.
So I could be David.
That's true. Now James for three, short. Lyles with it, finds Luciano. They have a three on two. Luciano underneath, no good. Lyles with the putback, no good. Harwood goes up for it, and Lyles called for the foul.
He's going to pick up number two, and that's not a good scenario for the Braves. And it was all in the tie-up. Again, Dyson with a Harwood with a really nice position, had the ball up high, and Jarrell got his hands up in there and tangled up, and bang, you get to hit either side of those arms and elbows, and you're going to get the foul called.
That's going to bring Hernandez off the bench. KJ now to his brother Peyton, now back to KJ, now to Harwood near side. He'll swing it around to Peyton left side. Alley-oop. Slapped out by Davis Marshall as they tried to alley-oop to Harwood, and the Braves somehow got possession on the out-of-bounds. I'm not sure how that happened. It must have hit Harwood on the way through.
I don't know either, Kevin, unless there was, we're sitting right here, and it didn't look like there was an Ironman on that side of the court where the ball went.
No, so. I don't think so either.
It's one of those mysteries.
But we're a long way. I mean, that's the opposite side of the court, too, from where we're at, so.
What is it, 30 feet?
I don't know.
It's a long way when your eyes are old.
I was going to say, I can't see it anyway.
Wow.
And there's a great steal by James. Almost threw it away. KJ picks it up, now goes to Peyton Riley. Riley will drive in, kick it out to Mavin for three. Got it! Off the left wing. 28-10, an 18-point Danville lead, 5:40 to go in the half.
And Mavin James picks up number 12, takes over the lead in scoring. All right, for the Ironman.
Now with the basketball. Braves will send it off to Marshall after Manier had it momentarily. Now to Bauman between the circles with 5:20 to go. Shikellamy looking for points here in this period. Haven't gotten any yet. Marshall works his way around Harwood.
You got your 6'5 guy up there at the top of the key, dribbling around. Got to get him inside.
Unusual spot for the big guy. He'll take the shot, though, and hit it on the catch and shoot from the near wing for Marshall for three. Five to go. That's a no-no okay.
Still rather have an inside rebound.
Riley with the basketball, goes to the foul line, just beyond the foul line, drops it in. That is his fifth of the night. That puts him at 14 from 1,000. 30-13, Danville on top, 4:40 remaining. He's going to have a heck of a night, to be honest, to get there tonight.
Maybe they have a home game coming up at the end of this week, Kevin, and it's always nice to do that at home.
Bauman with a runner off the back iron. No good. KJ rebound to Peyton. Peyton to Harwood. Two-hand jam. Missed it. He did that in December, too, and missed the jam.
That's a technical foul.
He was hanging on the rim, and nobody was underneath it. And a foul comes up.
I think that's going to be on Mavin James.
And that will be on James as Long comes in. He'll come in for Marshall. That is team foul number two on the Ironman as they lead it 30-13. Munoz into the game as well with Long and Hernandez for Shikalimi.
That was close. I thought Carson Bauman wasn't going to get across, but they're going to throw it back to him. Braden, I think, didn't realize where he was at.
James sitting out now, and coming back in is Kozik and Holcomb. And also in is Sidler. Long three, Mercado, back iron, no good. Holcomb gets the rebound.
No, that's third.
I'm sorry, Harwood with the rebound. Holcomb underneath now with the basketball. They'll get it back to Cush. And driving in is Sidler. Sidler will find Holcomb. Holcomb fights his way off the window and in. 32-13, 3:30 remaining in the half. Danville on top. Mercado between the circles, underneath the Hernandez, back to Mercado. Can't quite get it to drop off the rim, a little too far underneath the basket. Harwood with the loose ball, picked up the rebound. They'll give it to, and a block by Long as Kozik was the one who took the shot. Now the give to Cush, near wing, no good. In the backcourt, Holcomb gets it.
Good hustle by Holcomb, but keep that ball alive.
All alone, Sidler with a catch and shoot, no good. Harwood makes it back in time to finish it off. 34-13, Danville, three to go in the half.
Offensive boards, Harwood, everything he scored has been off the offensive boards. He has 13.
Mercado, far side three, overshot everything. Bauman on the backside. We'll call it an assist as it looked like it hit nothing. And on the backside, Bauman comes up with the two. They'll fire it inside to Holcomb, who will get into traffic and be fouled with 2:33 to go here in the half, and wholesale changes coming in for both teams. So we have Yost, Smith, and Peyton Riley back in for Danville, and it'll be Lyles and Stevens for the Braves.
Munoz picks up his first foul. David's been sitting out. He hasn't dressed the last couple of games. Good to see him back out there, Kevin.
Riley will inbound. He will give it off to Yost. Yost takes the shot, and Lyles may have picked up his third there.
Yeah.
And he did.
33. Oh, no.
No, Munoz. Munoz picks it up. They were both in the general vicinity, and Kozik will go to the line to shoot a pair. The 78% free throw shooter barely moves the net as he drops that one high out of the rafters.
Very unusual. That's his first point of this game, Kevin.
Yeah, had 12 the last time out, averages 13. Second one is good as well.
I can almost guarantee you'll get close to that before the game's over.
36-15. Braves down 21 right now with 2:24 to go in the half. Stevens with the basketball between the circles, working to the left wing. Long now with it. Long drives in, finds Stevens in the low box, goes to the opposite side. And Munoz, three from the near corner, no good. Holcomb with the rebound with 2:04 to go in the half. They'll find Holcomb now on the left wing. Near wing is Riley. In the corner now, it is a three-pointer on the way by Smith. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Danville basketball. And James back in now for Colin Holcomb.
Yeah, Peyton Riley trying to get that rebound between Bauman and Darrell Lyles, and he did a good job of disrupting things, but unfortunately went out of bounds. So it is the Braves ball.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I did say Danville ball. It was Shikalimi basketball. Long near wing three, in and out, and hits the rim. Still doesn't drop in. James makes the save on the baseline, but then lost it on the baseline. It will be Shikalimi basketball underneath their own basket with a minute 35 to go as Luciano comes in for Shikalimi, trailing at 36-15.
Well, the Braves, again, Kevin, have been getting shots, but even some of the layups, they've missed those. And that's how Danville, you know, you miss easy shots and they end up scoring and you get behind.
A foul as Long drives through the paint. And that's going to be on Patrick Yost, the freshman. That will bring in Davis Marshall. Marshall will come in for Munoz.
Danville with only three personal fouls this half, or this first half, Kevin. So they've played what I would call a pretty clean game.
Stevens with a three. That one in and out, no good. Boy, that'll tell you what, that looked good from when it left his hand. Riley on the near wing. Now James open, top of the key three. Bangs that one in there from somewhere around the strip in Sealands Grove.
15. for Mavin James.
Luciano tries to answer back, misses everything but the left side of the backboard.
Nobody underneath the rebound again, Kevin.
Kozik was all alone in his orange crush uniform. Riley now finds Kozik. They'll go over to the left side to Yost. Back to Kozik, top of the key, under a minute to go. 39-15. Braves have only put five on the board here in the second period. And now Riley will try and shave some more time off the clock. Kozik with a basketball. Riley now on the right side. They'll hand it off to Smith. Long pass opposite side to Kozik. Kozik will go to the baseline, come through, find James on the near side, on the corner, no good. Loose ball, out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball with 26.4 left.
Yeah, Patrick Yost tried to get around Jarrell, tipped that ball out of bounds. So the Braves with the opportunity to hear for the last shot.
Luciano coming up with 22 seconds to go. He'll drive down the middle. Scoop shot off the window in. A rare basket in this period for the Braves.
Well, Nate got half court, and all of a sudden he saw nobody was really defending the low box, so he just took off and got the layup. 8 points for Nate Luciano, Kevin.
39-17, 5 seconds to go. Long pass to James, far wing. Now Riley goes to the top of the key with one, takes a shot from the near elbow, in and out, no good. And that'll do it for the first period of our first half of play. It is Danville 39, Shikellamy 17. Listening to Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com and the Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event. It's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids. Always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission, and you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com, Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Time here at the Phil Walkoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Ironman on an 11-game winning streak, trying to make it 12 tonight and go 8-0 in conference play. They're en route to do that tonight, leading it 39-17 at the half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Just a reminder, coming up this weekend, it will be more Shikellamy basketball. We'll be back with you Saturday afternoon at Shamokin in Cole Township as the Braves take on the Indians. And then Penn State basketball coming up Saturday night. The NFL Pro Bowl starts at 2:30 on Sunday, and then Sunday night at 10, and for the next 7 nights, well, technically 6, it's the countdown to the Super Bowl. 7 days to Sunday debuts. Woo-hoo. On Sunday night at 10. And then Monday night will be 6 days to Sunday and 5 days. Oh. You get the whole point.
And how many times will we be listening and looking forward to the Rams and the Patriots playing, and they'll be talking about how the Rams got there on the bad call by the officials, all right?
Whatever happened to make a play even though you got a bad call? Whatever happened to that telling a player, go out there and make a play? You know, that's what I want to know.
It's over.
Yeah. You don't go back and get a redo.
I know.
Well, the Braves are like a redo of the first half, and they're not going to get that either.
The Braves only put 17 points on the board in this first half. A lot of it had to do with some good defense and by Danville, but also a lot of it had to do with the fact that Shikellamy had trouble making some of the easy inside shots. Leading scorer for Shikellamy is Nate Luciano with 8 and Darrell Lyles with 4. You go to the other side, and what a first half Mavin James and Dyson Harwood had. Harwood's led, he had 11 in the first quarter alone, but he had 13 for the game, and Mavin matches his jersey number 15. And then to go along with that is Peyton Riley's 5. So they've got some kids that are really playing well around the basket, Kevin.
By the way, James averages 10 a game, too.
He's one of those kids that will, you know, you watch him and he just rebounds and plays great defense and maybe might score 5 points. And when he gets the opportunity, you know, he gets the shoot from the outside, he hits them, and that's the kind of game he's having here with 3 threes, Kevin.
Well, Danville again leading at 39-17 here at the half. As I mentioned, the Pro Bowl comes up this weekend on WKOK at 2:30 on Sunday. We also have some wrestling coming up this week as well. And you can join Steve Williams here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. The Braves will be hosting Jersey Shore tomorrow night here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. That will be coming up at 7 o'clock. And as I said, then we'll have basketball for you on Saturday afternoon at Shamokin on the road, as the Braves are on the road for the first time in quite a while. It's been a nice little home stretch for the Braves after being on the road almost the entire month of December.
But we deserve it, you and I, Kevin, all those long trips and that. So now we have to go out to Shamokin on a Saturday afternoon, which isn't such a
bad
okay.
deal. Yeah. That's okay.
People out there are always nice to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rick Cashner, the athletic director, always taking care of us out there. And security always getting us in and out because, you know, we have the entourage that fall. All right. That's your entourage.
No, you are. You're the one that has the entourage. Oh, by the way, I wasn't going to bring this up.
Oh,
but
no.
Kevin, the weather report, all right?
Yeah, I was.
I felt bad for it when I woke up and I saw all that slush and I thought.
Well, there was 6 inches of snow before the rain packed it down at my house.
But not.
It was not 10.
10. No,
it was
I
not
know
10.
That, so. But anyway.
It was not 10.
But again, Kevin, like you said, you can always be wrong, and your people are still good.
You're still good.
Yeah, you're still good. So.
Well, how about today? There's another one. Today was supposed to, we were expecting a little bit of freezing rain earlier in the day. It came by midday, and then hopefully we'll be warming up throughout the evening. And I guess temperatures somewhere near 50 here tomorrow.
50 tomorrow morning, and that's something that'll be in use, plus a lot of rain. Right now it's, I'm looking at the wrong one here, Kevin. Right now,
outside the Shikellamy Fieldhouse.
It's just about 40 degrees already.
Is it 40? Well, it's warmer than when we walked in.
It was 31 or 32 in my drive in here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
39-17, it's been all Danville here in this first half. Chief, the Braves have the ability to get back into this, but they have to figure out a way to stop Danville shooting from the outside.
Well, right now with that lead, you know, Danville, I always thought, played very relaxed, even though they play intense defense, but they're going to be that much more relaxed as far as that goes with this game. And like I said, they have too many weapons. And basically they left the big guys inside do the score in this first half, and they missed a lot of three-point shots, but the rebounds and putbacks kept the points piling up for them. And 39-17, you're down 22 points. That's a hefty amount of points to make up, Kevin.
Second half will get underway shortly. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Second half underway. Braves with the basketball to start as Bauman takes the jumper from just about the far elbow. And he will get two shots from the line because he was fouled. First foul of the second half goes to Shane Kozik. That will be his second of the game.
Well, Danville came out in what I call, let's run after and throw through two or three people at the dribbler, and almost got away with it, Kevin, just to try to get an early turnover. And that it takes a lot of hustle, and also takes a lot of cooperation from the other players to protect the rest of the court.
Ballman makes the second of two and remains a 50% free throw shooter on the season. Ironman with a basketball. It's James Cush, also underneath Harwood, and blocked by Lyles on James. James will pick it up again. Kozik, the other player, along with Peyton Riley for the Ironman.
Yeah, I think this foul is going to be called on Hernandez.
It is on Hernandez. It'll be Lyles, Hernandez, Long, Bauman, and Stevens for the Braves. James from the far elbow. Back iron, no. Hernandez with a rebound. Braves down 21 with 30 seconds gone by here in the third period. Bauman with the basketball now. Goes left side, finds Stevens. Stevens on the far wing. Guarded there by James as the Ironmen go more man-to-man here in this third period. Long with the ball to the foul line. Now to a long two-pointer for Stevens. No good. And the putback by Durrell Lyles.
That was
two.
Really strong hustle, a strong move by Durrell to get that ball away and immediately go back up with it. So that's what we're used to seeing with Durrell on those offensive boards.
Underneath it goes to Kozik. Kozik back outside. They'll swing it around right side and find Cush. Cush on the far wing at the foul line. James. James underneath the Harwood. Harwood up and in.
You have to know where he is all the time. And again, he snuck in on the side of Braden Long, and Braden came up, and he needed to find Harwood, and he did not. And that's 15 now for him.
Long, uncontested, in front of Riley, goes and takes the near wing three. for his first three of the night.
First points of the night, too, Kevin.
And there's a shot by Kozik at the foul line. Takes a jumper, missed it. Tip out comes all the way almost to half court to Kush. Kush drives in, finds Harwood in the low box right side, puts it up and in. Strong move by Harwood underneath.
And a steal. That's going to be the third foul on Durrell, too. And steal by Peyton Riley on the inbounds play. Not paying attention. All right, and just threw the ball where they got where Braves was, and he steals it. Gets fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot two. That is Durrell's third foul.
Riley coming in, a 69% free throw shooter. Does not take much time at the line and puts the first one in.
Point number six for Peyton.
Needed 19 for 1,000. Now he's down to 13, and that one no good. Left side rebound by Bauman. Bauman will quickly bring it up with a three-on-three. Tries to split him down the middle and gets bumped around, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Shikalimi's
still going to have it. I really thought that he lost it himself out of bounds.
I thought he did too, but it might have bounced off a shin. Catch and shoot, Bauman three, hit the backboard, and it goes into the hands of James. James brings it across now. He will go to the far corner. Out of Kush, but almost between the circles. Back to far wing, now to James. Kush directing traffic with 5:42 to go. Third period, leading at Danville, 44-23. Kush, far wing. Bounce passes into James. James now outside in the corner, left side. Three! Peyton Riley hit it. That's his,
away.
It's his first three, and he needs, as you said, 10.
For 1,000.
Bauman now will get the ball, lose the ball. It'll roll out of bounds, and a nice play by Donnie Leitzel to keep that one away from Harwood. Unfortunately, he is on the bench, out of play, and ineligible.
I thought he was keeping it away from the rest of the Shikalimi bench.
Could have been, too. There's a strong move inside for Long. Tries to find Bauman opposite box. And it goes out of bounds and near the exit to door number 9.
Oh, what's behind door number 9?
I don't know. We'll have to find out a little later.
The alley behind the school, I think, Kevin.
Who's the new host of... he was on new host of Let's Make a Deal. Oh, used to be on Whose Line Is It?
Yeah. We'll think about it. We'll get it eventually.
Far wing three by Kush, no good. Rebound on the backside by Bauman. Bauman guarded there by Kush, down to Long. Long comes to the near wing. Finds Lyles at the foul line with 4:23 to go, working on Harwood. Throws one up, trying to draw the foul. No good. Riley with the loose ball. Riley comes back with a 2-on-3. Takes the odds against him and puts it in for 2. Needs 8. Back in the other end. It is Hernandez quickly answering back on the fast break. Here comes Riley back the other way. Peyton finds Kozik on the far wing. Bounce pass to James. Now to Kozik, far wing. Loses it, gets it back. They'll go into the near corner. Kush, far wing, Riley, head fake, goes in for 2 from the elbow. Good. That put him down to 6. 6 away from a grand. Long with a basketball. He'll find Harwood. Harwood loses it in and out of his hands. Finds Bauman now, backside. No. Gets the rebound, and Hernandez puts it up on the other side. 51-27. Danville on top, 3:25 to go in the period.
We've been calling Harwood's name so long that we're starting to think he's Hernandez.
Yeah, you think you're right.
Hernandez
is the one that made the basket.
Yes.
End of the corner now, Kozik with a basketball. Too many H's on the floor right now. In the corner, it's James. James to Harwood. Harwood misses the shot. Somehow tracks down his own rebound. Top of the key. Riley with the basketball. Lays it up and in. It's 4 away.
He's going to get it, Kevin.
I'll tell you what. He ends up with 19 tonight. That'll be a heck of a night. Long underneath. Hernandez got the feed, got the bucket. 53-29. Kush coming back the other way.
This is like watching a game at the YMCA.
Over to the right side, Kozik. Now Riley has a setup for three. Deep three, in and out, no good. Rebound by Lyles with 2:18 to go, 53-29. Lyles with the basketball to the foul line and travels. He went to stop and almost did a split.
Yeah, he had that toe up there like they practice in ballet. Stretched out there pretty far.
Jagger Dressler into the game for Danville along with K.J. Riley. Colton Sidler coming in too for the Braves. It'll be Manier, Mercado, and Marshall. Peyton Riley still in the game. KJ there. We have him as what? We have him four away?
4 points away, yeah.
With it is Sidler. Sidler will go to Mavin James. On the left side, it's KJ. KJ now top of the key. Dressler feed for three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Luciano. He'll bring it back the other way with a minute 45 to go.
Jagger Dressler could not miss in the JV game, Kevin.
That was a rare miss tonight in any game, yeah. Near wing three. Wow, that was a catch and shoot by Long, and he got it. 53-32. James with the basketball and a minute 30 to go.
Nice shot off the dribble by Braden. Sometimes that's the best thing for him to do.
Riley with the basketball. He'll send it over to his brother Peyton. Peyton at the foul line. He'll swing it around to KJ in the far corner. KJ comes to the middle of the paint, takes the shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, Luciano. Luciano pushes it up now, down the middle of the court. Bounce pass to Mercado, and fouled by Peyton Riley.
Nice pass. Great pass by Nate Luciano over to Ulysses Mercado. Ulysses did a little spin around and ended up getting fouled by Peyton Riley, so he's going to get a chance to score from the foul line here, Kevin.
And he'll make the first one, and kind of like Peyton, he just comes up and fires it in. He actually got a five there from Peyton Riley, too, after that first one dropped in. Second one didn't. James actually got that one on the rebound. Rays down 20 with a minute to go in the third period. KJ with the basketball now. KJ goes over to James. James with the far wing three. Comes up short. Dressler with a rebound. He'll find James. James will coast and glide in for two. 55-33 with 45 seconds to go in the third period.
Mavin's first bucket here in the second half, but he still has 17 points, Kevin.
Long with the basketball. Goes to the foul line. Lost it. Got it back. Kicked it out now to Mercado on the far wing. Marshall with 30 seconds. Finds Luciano. Luciano the foul line. Back to Marshall. Marshall puts it on the floor, guarded by Dressler, works his way in, one-hander no good, rebound by Peyton Riley with 18 to go. Riley will give it off to KJ. KJ Riley with 12.
I think you're going to run Peyton into the corner here, Kevin. Let him get a three at the end of the quarter, end this quarter.
And there's the run to the corner. He'll head fake and run out of time. You have to give it off to Dressler, who hits the two right at the buzzer. At the end of three, it is Danville 57, Shikellamy 33. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
W&L Subaru, it's the right car to do.
The Chief is back. 57-33 final period as the Ironmen come out, and Peyton Riley on the bench with a little breather. Holcomb in the game right now along with Vandenhoevel. Also in there for the Ironmen, Harwood, who has the ball right now at the top of the key, along with Cush and Kozik. Top of the key, Harwood sends it inside, and I believe a kick called against Shikellamy.
I think that Ulysses Mercado kicked the ball. He's the smallest kid out there, and he's got to play down in the low box.
Mercado, Meniere, Lyles, Marshall, and Luciano for the Braves. Vandenhoevel goes right side. He'll find Cush. Cush down to the foul line. He'll take the scoop shot, misses it, tip in the air. And coming up with it is Kozik. Kozik with a second effort, no good. Harwood tied up and a jump ball called. It will be Shikellamy basketball with 7:26 remaining in a 57-33 lead for the Ironmen here in the fourth.
You got to tell me how to spell 11's last name because I don't have him on the rooster. Oh, there it is.
Vandenhoevel.
I see it. I got it.
And the H is capitalized.
That's a great name.
It's awesome. Between the circles, it's Marshall. The baseline, it's Lyles. Lyles now coming into the middle of the paint. He gets harassed, finds Mercado. Mercado gets fouled off the window and no good. And Mercado will go to the line to shoot a pair for the second time tonight. Made one of two earlier and remains a 50% free throw shooter.
Well, Ulysses in there just hustling all the time, moving well without the ball. Got the pass from Durrell as he went down through the paint. And unfortunately, he seems to be rushing his shots here a little bit.
Yeah, he'll catch the ball, spin it, and go right to the bucket. And he missed both of them that time. Harwood with a rebound. Remains 57-33. Vandenhoevel with the basketball.
Mitch Vandenhoevel. That's a great name.
Yep. Harwood with it on the near wing. Vandy gets it, goes back to Harwood.
I thought Harwood was going to walk there.
He was close.
Pick that foot up.
Kozik now backs up, tries to eat more time off the clock. He'll give it over to Holcomb. Holcomb almost traveled there too. Harwood on the far wing. And that pass stolen in front of Vandenhoevel by Mercado. Mercado goes over top of Vandenhoevel, opposite side with the right hand and put it in.
Nice crossover from left to right. Got his body between the defender and the ball and gets his third point there, Kevin,
on the
field goal.
On the far wing, a long two-pointer for Kozik, no good. Rebound by Lyles. Lyles with a runner off the window, no good. Kozik comes up with it. He has a 4-on-1, and Mercado says, those numbers don't work, and he lays it up and in.
Well, nobody went with him, Kevin. He just went right down the left side.
Lyles blocked by Harwood. It'll be out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball, 59-35, and Riley coming back in. KJ and Peyton both coming back into the game. So is Patrick Yost. And coming in for the Braves, Meniere, Luciano. Luciano will look, find Lyles, back to Luciano, corner three, in and out, no good. Rebound by Holcomb. All orange shirts under the basket that time.
Yeah, your two big guys are standing out the three-point line again, Kevin.
59-35, bounce pass into Holcomb.
Holcomb, nice move.
Over top of the basket, fight for the ball. And Marshall comes up with it. Lyles has it to Luciano. Tries to get it to Lyles trailing. KJ Riley with it now. He'll come back. He finds Peyton. Peyton underneath will find Yost. Yost jumper no good. And Holcomb puts it back up and in. 61-35. Danville on top with five to go.
4 points for Colin Holcomb. Does a nice job when he comes in, Kevin. Probably on any other team he'd be starting.
Marshall with a three from the near side. No good. KJ with a rebound. Danville with the basketball as Kozik brings it up. Kozik will drive in on Meniere. In and out, no good. Holcomb with the rebound. Back out to KJ. Riley will back up to the circle. Guarded there by Luciano with 4:39 to go.
What does KJ stand for, Kevin? Do you know?
Caden, and his mother's going to yell at me because I should know. Riley for three. Peyton hit it for three, and he's one away unofficially.
Well, Lenny's over there. Lenny coached Lenny Smith. He got his right arm up to his mouth. He's wondering, well, I wonder if we can get him this one yet tonight.
Well, so I think they have a home game coming up, but I don't think it's going to matter if our numbers are right. Lyles goes up and puts it off the window and in.
Nice move on the low box by Durrell.
And now he will come out. They are going to hold him for the home game.
I can understand why.
I think they are going to hold him for the home game now. A timeout.
But, you know, Mikey Hoover came over here and made a good point. You know, you never know what can happen between now and the next game. So we're not trying to put any – it would have just been nice to have –
it would have been nice to see.
To see Peyton score 1,000 here. It really would have been.
64-37. Danville leading it with 4:02 to go.
That's why Lenny had his arm up like this.
Well, and everybody's kind of chuckling over there, so I think they're all thinking the same thing we are. In the huddle, let's see who breaks it, and it will be Peyton Riley sitting on the bench, so they will hold him likely for the home game, and he'll only need one.
Yeah, he's sitting pretty far down away from the coach, Kevin, so I don't think he's coming back in.
No, I don't think he is either. So Danville with the basketball, Smith will have it with a 350 mark to go here in the period. Loose ball picked up by James.
Van Kirk in now for Shikalimi. Munoz. Yep.
It'll be James. Let's see. Dressler. Also in the game now is Yost along with Sidler. And James will drive in. Loose ball now picked up by Hernandez. Van Kirk will have it. Gets double teamed. Finds Stevens. For the Braves, it's Stevens, Van Kirk, Long, Hernandez, and Munoz. Munoz picks up the loose ball at the baseline, sends it all the way over to Van Kirk, far wing. He'll go to the foul line, back to Munoz. Near corner three, back iron no good. Rebound by Yost. Yost, Smith, James, Dressler, and a three for Yost on the near wing is no good. And Sidler in for the Ironman right now as Vandenhoevel ready to check back in. And there's the scoop shot off the window, and a pretty one by Long.
That was a good touch off of that up and under. And he was at the top of his jump as he was going in for his layup, Kevin. That's a really nice move by Braden.
64-39 with 2:30 to go. In and out on that shot. Ironman get the rebound, and it is Sidler. Sidler will back up now, and Dressler will be between the circles. Back to Sidler. Sidler puts it on the floor, hits the foul line, threw it away, but on the backside, Dressler has it. Here comes James, run to the baseline. He tried to dunk, came up short, but finger rolled it in.
He dunked it.
We'll give him a three-quarter dunk.
He made the rim come down. Kevin.
He did touch the rim. Right. Long with the basketball on the near wing. Takes the three, gets the three. 66-42.
11 points now for Braden.
And a timeout by Len Smith is, I believe, that actually might have been Mavin's first dunk of the year or close to it.
Well, unfortunately, we don't see him but two
times. Yeah, we only see him twice in the year.
Fortunately, we only see him two times.
This is a good basketball. You know what, though? You're gonna have a pretty good chance to see them here again for the conference tournament.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're right.
And I'll tell you what, they're going to give a lot of teams in the Heartland Conference some trouble in that tournament. So Vandenhoevel will come in now for the Ironmen, also coming in. That he will be the only change. The Braves will bring in Blasius. Vandenhoevel will have the basketball. He'll give it off to Sidler. At the top of the key, Van Kirk. They'll swing it around, try and eat some clock here with a minute 43 to go and a 66-42 Ironman lead. And there's a ball thrown in. Dressler gets it, and then a foul on Blasius.
Yeah, Chad's going to pick up what I call a hustle foul there, Kevin, trying to pick up the loose ball.
Only the third team foul here. It's been a clean second half.
When you get a game like this that's been pretty well out of hand, the officials tend to say, let's just run this thing and get it over with.
Dressler with another rare three-point miss. Like you said, in the JV game, he was on fire. Stevens now with the basketball. Goes left side, Van Kirk, far wing three, short. Gets his own rebound, and now is in some trouble. He is really tied up, trying to find an outlet. He's going to run out of time soon. Just got it away to Stevens. Stevens, scoop shot off the window and in. 66-44, a minute remaining in this one.
Nice up and under by Dillon. That's his first bucket of the evening.
Top of the key, Dressler with the basketball, then 51 seconds to go. Dressler with a spin move to the inside, head fake, jumper, good. 68-44.
4 points for Jagger tonight in the varsity game, Kevin.
Stevens with it, finds Munoz with 35. Munoz takes a long three from the corner and gets it. 68-47, 27 seconds to go. He'll send it over to the near side to Smith. Dressler now with it to Vandenhoevel. He'll go to the foul line, back to Dressler in the far, in the near wing, rather. He will do a jump stop and be fouled by Munoz with 15.5.
That's David's fourth foul. David's getting his money's worth out of it right now. So. Oh, so they gave it to Chad Blasius, all right.
You're right, that is Blasius. It was only his second. There's the lob in to Vandenhoevel with 13. He'll take it out onto the circle. Give it off now. Pass it back and forth between Dressler and Vandenhoevel. And now coming over to get into it is Yost. And they will let the clock run out. Danville will win their 12th in a row and improve to 14-2 overall. The Braves will end the two-game winning streak and fall to 4-11 with a 68-47 defeat to the Danville Ironmen. We'll wrap it up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event. It's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Danville Ironmen extend their winning streak down to 12 games. Two games they lost. You talk about quality losses, Chief. Allentown Central Catholic and Crestwood.
Yeah, one team from District 11, one from District 2, and programs that are predominantly in the thick of things for league and district titles. And the Ironmen gave both of them pretty tough basketball game. So this is if you get a chance to see Danville play, I'd tell you go see them because they've got a lot of nice players out on the court. They've got a mixture of some height along with some kids that can shoot from the outside. So you know, it's just one of those things that you have. It's just, they're fun to watch, all right, and they're well coached.
Danville winning 68-47 here tonight to improve to 14-2 overall. Braves will now head to Shamokin. It does not get any easier in the conference. They head to a Shamokin team that is not playing quite as well as I think they want to be playing.
Oh, right, no, now. They're not, but they're very good. They're a very good basketball team, and the Braves again are going to have to recover from a game that they did not play very well in, and try to get a victory out there. That beating a Shamokin, beating a Danville, would be a quality win, and I think they need that. All right, in order to as they're wrapping up the end of this season.
Well, leading scorer tonight, Mavin James with 19. Peyton Riley, one short of 1,000. He has 18. They were saving him for the home game and try and get it at home, rightly so. There will be a huge crowd on hand for that game later on this week.
You made Coach Smith feel bad by texting him, telling him we didn't get to announce it?
No, I didn't. I don't care if he felt bad or not. I'd tell him that anyway.
But, yeah, it would be nice to see him score. But I can understand, you know, do it at home and have
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And Dyson Harwood,
Harwood
with night.
17 tonight. I mean, you know, 18, 19, and 17, three of your starters, that's a pretty good night, okay, for that starting five.
The Braves with only one player in double figures in any form, way, shape, or form, and that's Braden Long with 11, and he did it with 3 three-pointers in the repertoire.
In the second half, he scored those all his points. Darrell Lyles with 8, and also Nate Luciano with 8. So the Braves not getting a lot of points from the other big guys. Jacob Hernandez had 6, and Davis Marshall had that 1 three-pointer he took in the second quarter. I think I have him marked down here for. So, you know, the Braves, you know, there are times we watch them and we're impressed with the way they play and their hustle and their spirited play out there. And then there's times when it seems like it's like kind of they're down the dumps. And tonight was one of those games they seem to be down the dumps.
Well, they'll have a couple of days to recover, and then it's on the road at Shamokin. And remember, that was originally on the schedule as a night game. It is an afternoon game. We'll have coverage beginning after CBS News at 1. Tomorrow, the Braves wrestling team will roll out the Resolite and invite Jersey Shore to town. They will take on Jersey Shore 7 o'clock on WKOK. Steve Williams has the call. And then, of course, Saturday, it is Shikellamy at Shamokin. Once again, our final score, it was Danville 68 and Shikellamy 47. Ironmen improved to 14-2 overall. They have now won 12 in a row. The Braves end their winning streak and fall to 4-11 overall, 2-6 in conference play. Ironmen, by the way, 8-0 in conference play. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hurd. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball. This has been a WKOK Sports presentation.